This is Akashwani. The news read by Punita Bakshe. Campaigning has intensified with the remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls as the Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held two rallies in Telangana. Addressing a public meeting at Vemulavada in a Karim Nagar Lok Sabha constituency this morning, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi attributed the credit for achievements of the NDA government during the past 10 years to the people. Mr. Modi launched a scathing attack on BRS and Congress in Telangana and emphasized BJP's commitment to nation-first policy, comparing it with Congress and BRS's family-first approach. In Uttar Pradesh, many star campaigners of different political parties are canvassing for their party candidates today. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi today addressed her first political rally in Rai Bareli for this election. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav today came down heavily on BJP in a rally in Shahjahanpur and said that the party does false promises. He will later address a political rally in favour of party candidate in Farukhabad also. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah also addressed a political rally in Lakhimpur Khiri district in favour of the party candidate and Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Ajay Mishra Thani. A total of 695 candidates are in the fray for 49 parliamentary constituencies of 6 states and 2 union territories in the 5th phase of the Lok Sabha elections. A total of 1,586 nominations were filed for these parliamentary constituencies, which are going for polls on the 20th of May. The last date for filing nominations was the 3rd of this month, and after the scrutiny of all nominations filed, 749 nominations were found valid. In the 5th phase, polling will be held on the 20th of May for 14 Lok Sabha seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 Lok Sabha seats in Maharashtra, 7 seats in West Bengal, 5 Lok Sabha seats each in Bihar and Odisha, 3 seats in Jharkhand and 1 Lok Sabha seat each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. In Jammu and Kashmir, the cordon and search operation launched in Poonch Forest after terrorist attack on an Indian Air Force convoy at Shastar on the 4th of this month continued on the 5th consecutive day today. Army and police carried out search operations in areas surrounded by dense woods, including Sanai, Shastar, Gursai Top and Sheendhara areas of Poonch. In Kerala, a young video journalist of the Matribhumi TV news channel, A.V. Mukesh, was killed in a wild elephant attack in the Malampura Kanyakord area in Palakkad district this morning. The attack occurred when he was trying to take the visuals of a herd of wild elephants trying to cross a river. He was rushed to the hospital but succumbed to his injuries. Two others who were with him managed to escape. Over 7,000 Hajj pilgrims from the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir are scheduled to undertake the Hajj pilgrimage this year. The first flight will leave Srinagar International Airport tomorrow. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the departure of Hajj pilgrims from Jammu and Kashmir will commence tomorrow with the first batch of 320 Hajj pilgrims. About 37 women pilgrims will also undertake the sacred journey without a mihram, with the majority embarking from Srinagar. The coordinated airport arrangements will ensure a hassle-free experience for the pilgrims and their families. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast a fresh spell of heat wave over Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh till the 10th of this month. The IMD added that the hot and humid weather will prevail over Puducherry during the next 2 days and over coastal Gujarat during the next 5 days. Meanwhile, the weather agency has predicted light to moderate rainfall with some thunderstorms, lightning and squally winds over northeast India till the 11th of this month. The IMD added that in East India, these conditions will be present over West Bengal, Bihar, Jharkhand and Odisha during the next 4 days. In South India, similar rainfall conditions will descend over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Kerala and Karnataka till the 12th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.